Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And in the studio with me this morning, live and in person, the amazing Shannon Hoglund. Good morning.
Good morning.
You do all kinds of things around town besides being a reporter for the Sentinel. Also, you are pretty involved in theater, and specifically what we're talking about this morning is the 48-hour film festival. And for those of you who don't know, I think an overview might be
okay.
Good.
All right. The actual founder of the 48-hour film festival is Van Hansen. And a few years ago, he's a filmmaker, and a few years ago, he had this idea about a way to kind of get people interested in making films, like original films. The Film Society, basically, we occasionally give out grants to filmmakers, but for the most part, we show films, Hollywood films, independent films, the occasional Ellen Frankenstein feature.
Yeah.
For the most part, we show stuff that's already out there. So Van had this great idea about having a 48-hour film festival. They have things like this in other places. There's like a 24-hour film festival. Anyway, the general idea is you pick a given day, and then the filmmakers come in, sign up, they get a set of rules, and then they have 48 hours to make a film. Trying as much to follow the rules, but also trying to make a good or fun, entertaining, quality product that we can show. So we had the 48-hour film festival. Van collaborated with a couple people to come up with a set of, I think we call them tasks, and there are point totals assigned to the tasks.
Now, is that different this year,
having it's point different totals? Every year. Yeah, this is the fifth year, and every year, and I would say, like, usually it's Van and his friend Jim Jerzak, also a film student. He graduated with a degree in film, now pursuing a degree in engineering. He's still very much involved and has made his own film this year up in Fairbanks, following the same rules. So we have some people out of town
who enter,
right, but they have some connection to Sitka. So we had a set of, I would say, about 30 tasks. And
depending on which tasks you pick, you would get points.
Well, yeah, and you could pick any subject. But the winner of the film, of the contest, might not necessarily be the person with the highest point total.
Okay.
I think we wanted to pick the best film.
Okay. So. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But the tasks are you're supposed to use them to have fun, to be inspired, to get to know the town, I guess, a little bit.
Okay.
So the highest, I'll give you some examples here.
Okay.
So the ones with the highest point totals were 5 points, Jeff Budd cameos a role in your movie, 5 points, all original music, 5 points, a spotlight on a character during a monologue, 5 points, choreographed dance scene. So I know one group, and then down lower point totals, 1 point per wig, 1 point per silly hat, 1 point per cheeseburger, 1 point for montage. And there are some negative points. Negative point for rubber chickens.
Okay,
negative
so points are subtracted.
For 80s rock music. Negative point if a zombie appears in your film.
Is this because there were another year previously when there were too many of those things?
I mean, I don't know if you know Van and Jim and some of Van's friends, but they're pretty funny people. But we did have a number of zombies.
Okay.
Not a ton of the rubber chickens, but...
Apparently too many,
though. I think it was probably a joke with the people who made the zombie films the last 2 years.
Now, I did look at that list at some point, and there's some pretty strange... something about Gorgonzola and...
Yes, there's a line. 2 points. Include the line. Would you like some fresh Gorgonzola?
Okay.
So, I know one filmmaking team who got, I think, all but maybe 4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. And some good camera tricks and some good dolly shots.
So
they actually did some filmmaking.
Did you get more entrants this year than you normally do? You usually
Definitely growing. Like, if the point is to get more people interested in filmmaking, it's working. We have some solid people who come every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we have 10 this year.
10 entries?
Yeah.
Because I think last year... I just happened to be interviewing you guys for this last year, and it was like, it was less than 10.
Van would remember better than me.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So it's actually working. It's getting out.
It's a successful festival. I mean, I don't know if people are making films outside this time period, but people are definitely excited about making films. And a lot of people saw people at the various locations. Like we had gave people points for filming in Ben Franklin. And but Jeff Budd was hilarious because it was a really busy weekend for Jeff Budd, and we hadn't said anything to him in advance.
He would probably go right along with it.
He was fine. He was fine, but he told me he was gonna get me for it. But I said, you get Van.
Yeah. And Van is probably blissfully sleeping and unaware. Well, so the culmination of all this, though, is pretty fun because on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Coliseum Theater, one could go and see all
this. Yes, you can come. No, you don't have to buy. I think we said 9 short films, but I think we actually had 10 or 11 entries. Tickets, $5 at the door, 6 o'clock, downtown Coliseum, Thursday.
Okay.
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up, yeah. And all the films are, Van works really hard to put together a good show, so the pacing's really good. And we'll hand out copies of the list.
Oh, okay, so everybody will get
to see. So everyone can kind of study the list before the films start and
figure out what.
Because I think a lot of things, a lot of things might feel kind of random. You know, someone comes in with a bucket of cheeseburgers, and well, there are points for cheeseburgers and there are points for buckets. So yeah. I think the audience will think it's funny rather than random.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. It'll make more sense if you have the list. You can go, oh, that's man screaming at the sky. I think that was one of them.
So I'll print out a bunch of copies of this. So
nice.
Can see it. Yeah.
All right. And then while you're sitting here, can you talk a little bit about the play that's coming up? Just briefly?
I can, but can I talk about the film society?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm sure I'll be back many times to talk about the play. But Sitka Film Society worked this year with the Coliseum Theater to present the original Star Wars. So right now, I don't know if you follow Hollywood, but there's been a switchover in who's been distributing Star Wars. So the licensing agreement is such that we were able to get permission, but only if we didn't charge.
Wow. So
they haven't
worked
out
movies.
Yeah. Two free movies this Saturday, 1 p.m. It'll be the original. So it's not going to, and we don't have the 35 millimeter print. They've taken out the projector at the Coliseum. So it's going to be a DVD, but it will be the original one. George Lucas went back and like remastered a lot of stuff and added new scenes. And a lot of people hate those.
Okay. So,
we're not
going to
be showing
that.
Those, but as a result, the quality suffers a tiny bit. And so that's 1 p.m. Saturday, March 15th. You're basically watching a DVD on a big screen, but it's still a theater experience. You still have better sound than you would at home. It's on
popcorn,
a bigger
stuff like that.
Picture. There are no commercials and no added scenes.
Now, which Star Wars movie? Is it the first one?
It's called Star Wars A New Hope, Episode 4.
Okay.
Episode 4,
there you
Star
go.
Wars
because,
A New Hope.
Well, just, you know.
And then that's this Saturday at 1 p.m. You get tickets in advance at Old Harbor Books. So you do need a ticket. We didn't know what the response would be.
Oh, okay.
And then, so we've committed to the next two Saturdays. 1 p.m. Saturday, Star Wars A New Hope. That's the original one that came out in 77. Empire Strikes Back. It's the week after 1 p.m. March 22nd.
That's my personal favorite.
It's my favorite, too. I think it's a lot of people's favorite. And we were going to stop there if the response wasn't huge. But
okay. So Saturday at 1, $5, tickets at Old Harbor Books.
No, $5. It's free.
Oh, it's free, but you have to get...
You just have to pick up your tickets.
You have to pick up a ticket. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So for the 48-hour film fest, you go and you pay. You don't have to pick up tickets in advance.
Okay. And so it's just for the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Go to Old Harbor Books and get your free ticket.
Yeah.
So the film festival is the 48-hour film festival entrants get to show their stuff on Thursday night at 6.
Yes,
at the
and the filmmakers get in for free, but that's generally just the director.
Okay.
So not the actors.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
Okay, and I want to thank Van Hansen for once again doing a superb job with the festival.
Excellent.
Because I would not have the know-how or the ideas or anything like that. He's awesome.
Well, next time we'll drag him in here.
I will, yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Have a good day, and thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Shannon Hagelin is in with the 48-Hour Film Festival, and as you just heard, the Sitka Film Festival, these two of the Star Trek movies playing this Saturday and next at 1 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka.